Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Friday, man. 557, 34 degrees. Nice today. Very, very wintry.
I'm just trying to stay warm, man, but thank you.
You're in charge of the thermostat. You won that election fair and square. So.
Oh, it's nice and cozy in here, but everywhere else in the building, it's like negative 3,874.
The good thing is Erin doesn't exaggerate at all. Every time she goes to the ladies' room, she comes here like, oh my God, it's so freezing in there.
Well, you ever sit on a cold toilet?
Oh yeah, I used to drink cold toilet when I was younger. Great beer. We're guys, we like it. It kind of feels good on your butt.
No, it doesn't.
You can't tell me how I feel. I like my cold butt. No, you're right. My wife's the same way about that. This is like, the bathroom cannot be cold.
Do they make heated toilet seats?
Yes. I think so. 243-98-WCSX. They do? Brian's giving the thumbs up. They make heated toilet seats? Okay. They also have natural gas ones.
Dad joke of the day? Well, no, I've seen the ones that have the light inside of the toilet, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
So, like, when you go in there at night...
You know where you're going?
Exactly. It glows. But I wonder if there's, like, a heated toilet seat, because...
That was actually the original song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Toilet. You could even say it glows. Speaking of toilets, we'll have to get to that story about the lady in Florida who almost killed someone because she ripped one at the dollar store.
Oh.
She pulled a knife on the guy because he said something. Honestly, though, if somebody cheeses one in front of you in line, are you going to say something to him? What are you going to say to him?
You have to call an audible.
You can't. No, you have, you have to get some charcoal. Now, that's the one time a cold bathroom might be nice then. So, anyway, that's what's on our mind this morning. We do want to start off with something, though. I thought this would be a Friday tradition. I wanted to bring out the Russian tongue singing choir. Ladies, are they ready, Ryan? Are they queued up? They're ready to go? They're ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. You can text us if you want to watch this. The key word is...
choir.
These are people in Russia who sing with their tongues.
Church.
You have to watch the video. They're singing with their tongues, folks.
How does that become a career path? Do you wake up one day and be like, I want to join a Russian tongue choir?
Absolutely. You said it. We got that on tape, right? Okay, yeah. So again, if you want to see that, keyword is choir as we celebrate the Russian tongue choir this morning. Perfect for the holiday season. What's coming up in sports?
The biggest college football game on TV this season so far is...
Ooh. It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Willkommen. Bienvenue. Welcome. Come on in.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Aspen...
CSX Big Jim's House, 615, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, our resident young guy in the studio, 34 degrees, rain rolling in tomorrow and 45 for a high. Okay, this whole thing with the tongue choir, Aaron was like, man, we got to talk about this. I'm like, I don't want to. And Aaron's like, we
whatever.
Have to.
Whatever, you're such a liar.
I'm so into this. You are obsessed with the big cow. This is my thing this morning.
Okay.
The Russian tongue singing choir.
I'll let you have your 10 minutes.
This is real. We put this up. Ryan's trying it right now. Try it. Go ahead. The
tongue
singing.
Oh, you guys
singing.
Are making me uncomfortable.
Well, we're not like doing it at you. We're just, this is music. This is really something. There's a video of these people singing with their tongues in Russia. The Russia Tongue Singing Choir. We'll send it to you, and you're going to want to watch it because, I'll tell you, it's what the kids want for Christmas. Is their greatest
hits. Russian choir. Yeah,
absolutely. And we'll text it to you, of course. The keyword is.
Choir.
So now, when you watch the video, it makes it 100 times weirder. Because they are only using their tongues. They're going, some guys are going side to side. There's different motions, but this is them singing. And they're wearing like Russian military uniforms, aren't they? They're wearing like some sort
they
of.
They look like the Red Army.
They do. It's like the Red Army. So what do you do? I drive tank. What do? I sing with tongue. By the way, they did have an American, a Russian tongue idol competition. Yeah, Russoff Jackson. You sound peachy with your tongue. Your tongue very peachy. You have to work on that one. You're the singer. What is there a trick to singing with your tongue?
Apparently, this is some big thing there, and they, yeah.
To our friends at the Royal Oak Music Theater, Justin, if you're up this morning, we can book them. They're still around, right?
Yes.
As far as we know.
Just to set the pace of this video, it's from 1982.
And
so
it's still greatness.
But it's all close-ups.
It really is. We were talking about, like, they should do, like, in that thing you do when they put their name underneath the guys in the band. You know, like, Yuri, sorry, ladies, he's taken. I mean, you know, just to make it really, really super weird. But the problem is, you can't go, if you're going to come to the States, and they're going to come to the States and own this country, the Russian tongue-singing choir just doesn't work. We got to come up with a name for them. You can't just call yourself the Russian tongue-singing choir. You got to have, like, a rock and roll name. Something good for him. REO Tongue Wagon. No, that doesn't work? 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Tommy Two Tongue.
Oh, there you go.
8-6-7-5-3-0. See, it works. Rick Daring Tongue. No, wait, that doesn't sound right. Can you tell it's Friday? It's rock and roll, hoochie cool. We play this song with our tongues. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 626, 34 degrees, 39 for a high today, the weekend 45, tomorrow 48 on Sunday, rain rolls in tomorrow morning, gets out of here on Sunday afternoon. It is Friday morning, of course, that means
Health Alliance Plan is a proud co-sponsor of WCSX's Women Who Rock. HAP offers a wide range of health plan options, including the perfect one for you, your family, or your business. Learn more at HAP.org.
Always interested in Women Who Rock, and I know, Aaron, we've been talking about this lady for quite a while now, and I get people coming up to me to talk about the show, and they're just blown away by it.
And that's what ended up happening. I'm reintroducing you to Joyce Dixon Haskett. I had probably, I kid you not, 40 emails after I aired her story a couple weeks ago. So yeah. I'm going to reiterate that human trafficking is real. Just to put things in perspective, this past October, there was a big human trafficking sweep here in the state of Michigan, and they cleared more than 120 missing children cases just off of that one sweep.
You know, it's something that we talk about, and then people, you don't believe it. You don't believe it would happen in your country, much less in your hometown. And we've heard stories like during the auto show, you know, during that period you get warnings about it and stuff. But this, obviously, what you're saying there, it's a year-round thing that's going on right now in the Motor City.
It is. And Joyce Dixon Haskett, her story, it is hard to hear at times because she talks a little bit about what happened to her, about how she was even introduced into human trafficking and what it's all about.
You walk into a hotel room and you introduce yourself and you say, "Hi, my name is Joyce. I'm here to have sex with you. You're going to give me money. And if everything goes well, maybe we can do this again sometime." Well, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't happen that way. Because you never know who's waiting for you on the other side of those doors. In this particular instance, there were three men, and they had already talked about what they were going to do to me before I got there. Because you're not a person. You're only a product.
You have to hear the rest of that particular story because she was beaten to within breaths of her life being lost. Right. And it is just incredible. She ended up killing her trafficker and served 17 years in prison. Her story is incredible. Just text WWR to 248-398-9279. That's WWR to 248-398-WCSX. It's almost unbelievable what she had to say.
Yeah, again, WWR is the keyword for that.
Health Alliance Plan is a proud
CSX Big Jim's House, 641. Here in the studio talking about something happened earlier this year, and it came up to light because today, on this day in history in 2007, Evel Knievel passed away. Now, for so many of us growing up, isn't that who you wanted to be? I didn't care if you're a guy or a girl. I mean, the idea of being Evel Knievel, you jumped over somebody in Mount Clemens. You had to, right?
On our big wheels.
Exactly. Everybody listening right now, it's what we did growing up. You got the plywood. You could put a couple bricks or whatever you could use to make a ramp out of, and you jumped somebody. And you pretended you were Evel Knievel.
I think it was the Snake River Canyon jump that did it for me.
ABC Wide World of Sports, man. On the time you could watch it. I remember getting up on a Saturday and watching, or not getting up, but in the afternoon, watching Wide World of Sports to see the interview with Evel Knievel like a month before the Snake River jump. Just the interview with him and Cosell. And you would wait, because you think about it, back then, if you didn't see it, you missed it. There was no...
DVRs or on-demand or replay or YouTube.
So we did something to honor. If you're new to the show, hi. Thanks for joining us here in CSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. But we occasionally do stupid things here on the show, and they normally involve Ryan. That's fair to say. So we dressed him up as Evel Knievel, which didn't really work out. It's more of a biker vest on a bicycle with tassels, and we decided to honor the Caesar's Palace jump.
Yeah, we tried to reenact the longest attempted motorcycle jump with a kiddie pool and a Caesar salad.
Yeah. So, oh, that's right. I forgot we put a Caesar salad in the pool. Now, if you want to see this, kind of get an idea of what went down back in, I think this was in June or July, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is
jump.
Here's a little bit of the audio. Kidney Stone Kid, are you ready?
Yeah, Kidney Stone's
here fun. We go!
Blew it open. I might have another kidney stone. Oh.
You're all right.
I almost had it.
You okay?
The back tire on the back of it. I almost had it.
He caught the edge of the kiddie pool with the rear tire, and then you reminded me, then he turned right.
And almost took out the filing cabinet and everything in it.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. If you want to see our Evel Knievel tribute jump with producer Ryan, we'll send it to you. Of course, the keyword is
jump.
And we got to play this back because if you remember, Evel Knievel was here at the Michigan State Fair, and I think it was like 13 buses or whatever. But his interview with the local TV, it's greatness.
Last night, the scene was the Michigan State Fair. And Knievel, not known for his modesty, was out to jump 13 cars.
The winner. And death will decide the loser. And that's the way I like to live. Now, I'm going to take my coat off, and I'm going to get on that motorcycle, and I'm going to show you why I wear this big red, white, and blue number one on my shoulder. That's because I'll be number one as long as I choose to be.
Dude. Greatness.
Dude! Passed away this date in 2007.
Damn.
Hey. Evel Knievel. Again, if you want to see the jump that we did over the Caesar salad, the keyword is...
jump.
Yeah, it makes sense. CSX, Big Jim's House, 653. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're just around the studio here talking about Evel Knievel. It came up today because Evel, unfortunately, on this date in 2007, passed away. Now, earlier this year, we decided to celebrate Evel's jump over Caesar's Palace by doing the exact same thing in our hallway, Aaron. It was exactly the same.
Well, technically, no, it was not. We reenacted the Caesar's Palace fountain jump with a kiddie pool, a Caesar salad, and a little girl's bike complete with glitter tassels.
And Ryan dressed in his biker vest. Now, if you want to see that video, and I would encourage you to eat your breakfast before you watch the video, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
jump.
hold on. CSX, who's this?
This is Michael. I was going to ask you a little trivia. Do you know what canyon he wanted to originally jump?
It was the Grand Canyon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So why didn't they let him? Because they wouldn't let him because it was a state park or something. Is that right?
Well, it was a national park.
Okay. I had the Sky Cycle thing, not the... Remember those... Would someone help me with this? I think it was Kenner. They had those giant rip cords, and you stuck the thing through like a pole start. You know what I'm talking about? It had a giant wheel in the middle. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
What the hell was the name of those things, man? All right. Now we got to think about that. I'm going to go find that one because I had one that was just... They had them just for Snake River. And you ripped it, and we would just shoot and try to throw him over the house, man. All right, brother. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, there he goes. Cool, man. Everybody loves Evel Knievel. 248-398-WCSX, if you can find it, we'd love to hear from you. I've said before, you guys did the jump. Were you the person that got jumped, or were you the jumper?
I was the jumper, of course.
You weren't Stuart Kleppe?
No.
That was the kid in our neighborhood that had to lay down. You never wanted to be a Kleppe. Never.
I don't mind.
CSX, Big Jim's House, 703, 34 degrees, rain tomorrow and Sunday off and on, 45, 48 on Sunday for a high. So warm, but rain. So have fun putting those lights up. Real quick, I want to touch on something. Foreigner is going to do Jukebox Hero, the musical. It's not the band. They're going to do a musical, a story, a whole musical based off the song Jukebox Hero. And it starts in February in Toronto, and then they're talking about some American dates in the fall.
That's very cool.
That kind of cool? Yeah, they'll be doing that one. 703 now, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan in the other room, our stunt guy, our resident young guy that we had jump a pool. Now, this is not what we intended to talk about this morning, but you guys, we always get into this. Evel Knievel passed away on this date in 2007. Will there ever be anyone else like Evel Knievel? You could have stunt people. You can have people do crazy stuff. They do it now.
Travis Pastrana, but it's not the same. We were talking about this off air. The guys now, the bikes that they ride were are built for these extreme stunts.
Yeah.
When Knievel did all of this, he was on stock motorcycles.
They used to snap in half when he would land. Remember, like, I was telling you, like, there was one at Kings Point, I swear I remember this, that the bike broke in half. It was, like, just laying there, and Frank Gifford walks up the ramp to talk to him. Knievel's looking at the bike going, well, I can't ride it off here. But I was mentioning, too, we were talking about the Snake River Canyon jump, and there was this pull toy you had with a long cord, and immediately people were texting us. So what was the name of it again?
SSP.
An SSP. There you go. It was an SSP. Everybody remembers Evel Knievel. The other reason we were talking about it, too, was back in June, July. When was it? Ryan, was it June or July? June. It was June. We decided to celebrate Evel Knievel's life, and one of his biggest jumps at Caesar's Palace, of course, by doing the exact same thing in our hallway.
Not really. It was a kiddie pool, a Caesar salad, and a kiddie bike with, well, it was a little girl's bike that had glitter tassels.
Yeah, and Ryan was wearing his tight pair of shorts and a biker vest, and that's it. No, you had no shirt on either. We put a helmet on you, but no shirt. Made no sense. Anyway, if you want to watch that video and also some of the Evel Knievel stuff, we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
jump. Somebody just texted in and called Ryan Awful Knievel.
There was only one, man, and we all did it. You know that. We all acted like Evel Knievel sometime in our childhood growing up. We all jumped somebody, jumped something, built a ramp, because that's what you did. Again, jump is the keyword here. Heather, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Morning.
What's going on?
I'm telling Ryan. I mean, who doesn't love Evel Knievel, okay? So I was like maybe 11 when Evel was starting to do his jumps, his big ones and all that. So we'd always pile up over at Chris's house, you know, about five or six of us. And then afterwards, we'd go find a piece of wood in the dad's garage, probably like a 2x6, just wide enough that you could ride your bicycle on, right, and find those old red bricks, you know, that they built the old houses with. And we would start out with four, and then, of course, they would topple once you rear tire hit off the ramp. But then we'd have competitions. Who could do the most bricks? And I think we got it up to like 10 or 12 one time. Chris, oh my God, I mean, we were scared at the time, but he went up, and I think he was the one that did 12, and the bike went one way, and he went the other. He landed on the hood of his brother's car, and his brother's like 18 at this point, came out and literally kicked his ass for landing on his car, not worried about Chris being hurt. That's my story for Evel Knievel stuff.
That's greatness. Thank you, Heather. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you listening, too.
Okay, you too.
Right. Bye. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 7:15, 34 degrees right now. Rain rolling in probably tomorrow morning, and we'll have that through the course of the weekend. Okay, Battle of the Burbs on the way. We'll do that. But since we were talking about speed, you know, speed crazy guys, jumping guys like Evel Knievel earlier, and Ryan's bike jump in honor of Evel Knievel, there's a gentleman right here in Grand Blanc. I want to play his theme song.
Here comes.
Oh, this made national news, by the way.
Late for curfew, 17-year-old gets ticket for going 138 miles an hour on I-75 near Grand Blanc.
November 23rd, around 8:45, troopers pulled over the driver as he tried to turn on the Holly Road and discovered a 17-year-old was behind the wheel.
Said he was what was his reason?
He'd been zooming down the highway because his curfew was 9:30 and he was going to be late.
Come on. 138 miles an hour. And they don't tell us what car, because it's the first thing you and I both asked.
2012 Chevy.
We don't know what, though. Could be anything. Could be a Suburban. Who knows? But 138 miles an hour. Now, it's up on the garage page if you want to read the whole story, a little more detail about it. We'll text it to you. Of course, the keyword is...
garage.
138 miles an hour.
4 points on his license.
I did the math because you can go online and look it up. It works out to his. It's going to cost him a little over $300 for the ticket.
That's it?
Well, not only that, but what do you say when you get home if you're the kid? Because I'd imagine they're going to call your parents, come get you. They're not letting you drive that car home from that point, are they? They leave the car right here in Holly. They're not going to let you drive home after going 138 miles an hour on the freeway.
Nope. They gave the kid a break on a reckless driving charge. Gave
what?
Him a ticket for 138 in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. And they gave him the SMH award.
Shake my head award. And come on. He didn't get reckless. I got a ticket once for turning right on red at 4:30 on a Saturday morning. This dude got off from reckless driving? Come on.
Yeah, well, do you really think his parents are going to let him drive the car anymore after that whole ordeal?
I don't think he's going to be able to sit down to get in a car.
You have a valid point.
Wow.
Maybe that's what he was worried about in the first place, for being late for curfew, is getting a beat down.
No, I'm going to send this song out to him. Here's Journey and Who's Crying Now?
Side, West Side, Down River. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
This is Battle of the Burbs. Time to play Battle of the Burbs.
All right, here we go. We got our players on the horn. Are you everybody ready to roll?
Ready. Let's do it.
Aaron, let's do it. Let's play the game, Aaron. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it, Ryan.
All right, Mike, representing the west side. Bart, the east side. Darren, downriver. Mike, if you know the answer, you'll yell out west. Bart, you'll yell out east. Darren, you'll yell out down. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure you're extra loud so Ryan can hear you, okay?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, question number one.
Right.
Burger King has launched dog treats that taste like this signature burger.
Eastside.
Eastside, very formal. Bart, go ahead.
The Whopper.
There it is. Eastside on the board of the first question here. Okay, question number two. Every year, TBS airs a movie marathon of this classic tale featuring
West.
Ralphie.
West,
go ahead, Mike.
Christmas Story.
There it is. You're going to shoot your eye out. Let's do it.
Let's do it!
Question number three. Sylvester Stallone has hinted he's done playing this famous boxing character.
West!
Mike for the win. Go ahead, Mike.
Rocky!
Oh! All right, now Bart and Darren, hold on. We want to make sure that you guys get something as well just for playing on a Friday morning. So, you guys both get...
Parting gifts. You get a pair of tickets to see the Book of Mormon at the Fisher Theater. Tickets are on sale at the venue box office or online at BroadwayInDetroit.com. Congratulations.
Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Mike, you'll be downtown watching football Sunday, okay, brother?
Awesome.
All right, give us a West Side.
West Side did it!
Way to go, West Side.
Yeah.
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
City of the Week.
I'm Danielle Flynn.
I'm Joel Ring-a-Ding Morgan.
Ding-a-ling Morgan. Congratulations to Redford. They are the WCSX City of...
94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house, 7:59. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Hey, coming up in about 15 minutes, our Friday six-pack. We put a little thought into this. We need your help. You can call us. You can text us. You can join the conversation on our Facebook page. We decided to honor the man who had the close call, the hang glider in Switzerland. So songs for the guy who almost fell off the hang glider.
Poor guy.
Free fallen, hold on loosely, something like that. But be creative, man. And you can call us. You can text again or just join our conversation, Big Jim's house, WCSX Facebook page. Now, let's get back to this kid in Grand Blanc. We don't know if he's from Grand Blanc. We know that's where it kind of started. He got pulled over in Holly. He was on I-75 going how fast?
138 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic. MSP saw him, and then he dipped off on Holly Road, and they pulled him over. And he told the police that he was going to be late for his 9:30 p.m. curfew.
This is on the garage page if you want to read a little more detail about the rest of this story. Did not get reckless driving, did get the speeding ticket, obviously. And we had somebody, a couple people, their insurance folks, saying that they could just not write insurance for the kid, which would not be a bad thing at this time. 138 miles an hour on the freeway, though. I want to read this email. I'm not going to say who it's from, but someone emailed, just sent me an email, said, so back in high school, I got a speeding ticket for 215 miles per hour by state trooper on 23 near the M59 exit. I was pulled over at gunpoint with two other high school students with me. They completely took apart the car and searched it. They let me drive home. At the time, I was only 17. Today, I drive semis. Come on.
What the hell were you driving?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, you know, it's always like, we don't know what that kid in Grand Blanc was driving. It said it's a 2012 Chevy, but...
Camaro, maybe?
Who knows? But to go that fast on the freeway, I can't imagine that if that's real. I'm not saying the person who emailed it to him, I'm not saying you're maybe exaggerating a little bit, but damn.
I've seen the super bikes. I've seen super bikes go that fast.
Seriously.
I had a guy fly by me on 75 on a, I don't know what it was because it went by so fast.
I was going to say, yeah, when it made the sonic boom.
Yeah, it was insane. And
Are
I was
you serious?
Like, yeah.
Wow. Okay, I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe this guy really was doing that. Anyway, if you want to see it, the garage page. But our friends in Ohio have decided to top us once again. It's on the garage page as well, this video. If you haven't seen this, someone was sitting in a parking lot just minding their own business. And they look up, and there's a guy hanging off an SUV. So what? He's on the outside of the SUV yelling at them to open the door.
This happens on Arlington during my lunch.
Sitting there at lunch, and there's someone goes by, and they actually turned out onto the road. The guy's hanging on the side. It looks like a Dodge Durango, doesn't it? And he's hanging on the side of the driver door, yelling at him to open the door.
That looks like a domestic situation.
I would think so. I would, you know. And if you want to see that again, 248-398-WCSX. We'll text it to you. Keyword is
garage.
94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house, 805, 34 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Rain moving into the area this weekend. We'll keep an eye on that for you. We got till 10 o'clock to get our submissions in for people helping people this year, Aaron.
Yeah, the goal is to match people in need with people who are willing to help them with the support of our friends at Mother Waddles. Now, you have until 10 to either nominate yourself or another family. All that you need to do is just text the keyword people to 248-398-9279 or go to our website at WCSX.com. It's right there on the front page.
Yeah, and then, you see one of the tiles right there.
Then yep. We're going to start helping people.
We want to make sure that everybody's on this list and that we can. Our goal is to help out everybody, and that's where you guys come in, obviously. But they're numbered as well, and I know you have one there in your hand. What number are we reading today?
We're going to go with number 81. This okay. is Dana from Port Huron. She's a single mom with two kids working two jobs for the holidays. She has a 16-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son, and the only thing she's asking for is gas cards because she's shuttling the kids, working these two jobs, and she's like struggling to keep up with her, you know, putting gas in the car.
That's it?
Yep.
That's doable. Okay, again, all you do is click on the, you will text you a keyword people, or you click on the page, and you'll go there, and if you want for you want to help, and the number is...
81. It's Dana, number 81.
Again, though, 10 a.m., we're going to cut off the submissions part of this for people helping people, thanks to our friends and Mother Waddles as well, and Rick and everybody there. But take a moment, read it, and if it's somebody, maybe it's you or somebody you know, you can just put a note down there. We'll keep it as anonymous as you want, and even when you help out, we don't have to put your name on it. I mean, if you just want to help out, we've been talking this week, Aaron, a lot about companies maybe not having as many holiday parties as they used to in the past, but they still have the money set aside. It's a great idea. You can jump in.
It is a great way to help people. So you can request help. You have until 10 o'clock if you need to request help for you or someone you know. Or, as Jim mentioned, if you're on the website, you can scroll through, read the stories, and offer help. Once you've found an individual that you can help.
Okay. Well, we got a couple hours left on this one. So again, jump in. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Text us, keyword people, or just go to WCSX.com. You know what? Hey, Ryan, put the post back up on our page, Big Jim's House WCSX. Put that link up there real quick. So on Facebook, it'll be right there as well. You have till 10 a.m. to make sure you get all those submissions in.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house. Call or text.
Text Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. A little after 9:30 on a Friday morning. And you got about a half hour to get these submissions in for people helping people.
Yes, our goal is to match people who need help with those who can help them. Just text the keyword people to 248-398-9279 and we'll send you the link. Now you can nominate yourself or someone you know that's in need of help. Or you can scroll through all the submissions and offer help to those in need.
If you can't text us, you can go to our Facebook page, Big Jim's house WCSX. Ryan put that up there as well. And then WCSX.com. We've got that where you'll see one of the tiles right there. But we got to cut off the submissions at 10 a.m. so we can make sure that we help out as many people as possible over the holiday period. Again, If you haven't submitted one, you got about a half hour. 248-398-WCSX. Text us. The keyword is
people.
Next, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan want to say hi to Chris and Matt. Keg and Wine Liquor, Beach Daily Road in Redford. They got us on this morning. Congratulations there, guys, for having us on.
Thank you for listening.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Well, I was going to do a song. I can't do a song for them because it doesn't sound like Donut Town song yesterday.
No. You could do. We could play the Russian tongue choir that we played earlier this morning. If you want me to play that again.
Do, won't you take me to.